Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann Pross, and of course she's the director for the Iowa Western Community College Atlantic Campus. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning.
And a couple months ago you had an open house to make a big announcement, and maybe some people didn't get there and some of us have sort of forgotten, so I thought we'd check in to see kind of a review what it was and where you're at on that plan.
Well, thanks, LaVon, for asking. We always love to share that information with folks, and we're just so proud of what iWestern has been able to serve our community here, and so much talent goes into making all that all happen, from our instructors to our students and the progress and our community support. So thanks goes out to many people along the way, and that announcement revolved around some new spaces that we're renovating inside the footprint of our building. So not that you're going to see a ton of activity in building or construction outside of our building, but about 8,000 square feet total is going to be renovated inside. About half of it is going to a new student activity center, and we are really excited about that. That's going to include some collaborations places for students, a place for people to come together and meet and to work as teams and to work on those, building those skills that come along with those classroom experiences as well, conference rooms, some quiet study spaces and things like that. So that'll be really fun, as well as a new classroom.
And some people may be thinking, well, I'm not sure why that's needed, because students here are not living in a dorm. They're probably living at home or driving ways. Why do you need a student center?
Well, it's all part of that student experience. Enhancing their experience while they're here and being able to make connections with other students on a national level has proved to be extremely critical to student success. Knowing that that student has peer-to-peer connections in their classrooms and being able to help do that helps each other. It's kind of like having a workout buddy. You're much more likely to get the work done. And so we're really excited about that, creating that space, because we really do not have a space like that in our facility right now. So students who have classes and maybe a little bit of time in between their next class, they'll certainly be able to use that student activity center in that area, or maybe this is their study day and they come in here, and because this building produces that momentum to say this is my study time that maybe they can't do at home or in another location, to help them get that work done. So that's, you know, there's many pieces of that puzzle, but that ability to connect is really important.
I'm thinking you have some moms, people with other jobs, and so it may not always be easy to go home to study, and now they'll be here where they have a quiet space if that's what they choose.
That's right. So there's going to be some quiet study space, some designated quiet study spaces, some more computer terminals with access to our 24/7 cyber library, and having all the services of the Council Bluffs campus library that will be available to them as well, in a conference room that students can reserve if they need a collaboration space. And then there's going to be just lots of nice little groupings where students can get together or relax a little bit. You know, our design technology students, you know, they're here from at least 9 in the morning to oftentimes 7 o'clock at night on their 2 days a week. And even though they only have short breaks in between class, just a moment to chill out, to relax those brain cells a little bit before they put more in.
So, mentioning design technology students, let's move to that area, because that's another big area of change.
It is, and Joe Vanstrom is just, you know, the dreams and vision he has for design technology is just so exciting. He's so passionate about it. He's a perfect instructor for our program. We're very fortunate to have him. And part of what we always believed from the very beginning is that design technology needed to continue to evolve to meet the industry needs. And with many industry partners, we're hearing being able to have those hands-on skill is a crucial part of the knowledge that the student needs to bring to them as a future employee. So we are putting in two lab areas. One is electrical lab. The electrical lab and circuitry seems like so many products today is going to involve that aspect of it. So students are not going to become electrical engineers, but they need to have this basic knowledge base so that they can put that circuitry into their designs and make sure they're putting that together correctly. And the other part of it is a fabrication lab that is going to involve more hands-on ability to actually take the products that they're developing from a virtual world, from their mind or other things, they're putting into a hands-on world with the 3D printer, but now we're going to put those in make and model and form and function with a fabrication lab. And so the design technology program is adding about 4,000 square feet, again, all within our footprint, as well as a product innovation center. That collaboration is just so critical, and we're hearing that from all industry partners, so we want to be able to nurture that as well.
You mentioned, you know, when you're talking about technology, technology changes so quickly. So that means you're changing greatly now, but I'm guessing that's going to continue to change. It's not a static thing.
It certainly isn't. And that's been the most important part, is making sure the goal of design technology is meeting industry needs. We want those students to come out with these highly trained and technical skills that are sought after in the market environment. And with 100% placement from our 13 graduates this year, that's pretty darn exciting. And I think that's a reaffirmation of that from our industry. And, you know, some of those students are right here locally. Some of them are kind of at inching out all over across the area of kind of that golden circle of a 60-mile radius. And then we have a few that have gone further out than that, and we hope that they come back home with those knowledge and skills someday too.
Well, it's bound to attract students from further away because it's such a unique opportunity. Where is there another center like this, Anne?
Well, design technology is extremely unique. When we started this program, we were the only community college in the nation with a program like this. Now, I'm sure, you know, over time, there's always folks that will emulate that, and we receive lots of calls and questions about that along the way, but we are the only one in the Midwest, and our program is still extremely unique to meet the needs of our communities, and we're getting so many calls for internships and businesses that need our graduate greater than what we can put out yet at this point. So I think we build it right. We tried to build it slowly and steadily in that right direction, and I think that we're on track.
All right. Now, when will some part of that new technology group, when may students start using it?
Actually, the electrical lab is going to be ready for this fall. The fabrication lab is going to be ready for the spring semester. And, you know, we're in pre-construction meetings right now, so that's pretty exciting. These things are all going to be going on, and the work is starting. Some will have some demo work first before we can start in earnest and build back. But the progress is happening, and those are all good things. And thanks to the community for the support. Design technology would not exist without the support of the community.
I'm sure as you complete various stages, you're going to be inviting the public in to check that out.
You bet. Anybody's always welcome to come visit us anytime. We love visitors. We love to be able to share what's going on and you know, come in and visit at any time. But when we're all done and we're ready for a grand opening, you bet, another great community celebration.
Okay, we've talked about session, summer session, fall session, et cetera. Let's talk a little bit about timing, whether it's for the Technology Center or whether it's for other classes, because you have lots of other classes going on.
That's right. We have a record number of college credit classes again this fall that we're offering here, some of which are already full. So we are encouraging students to come in and get registered right away. Now is the time to do your FAFSA, which is for your financial aid. And we take you through just a step-by-step process and really make this, if you're a first-time student, as comfortable as a process as possible for you. And whether you want to take one class, which is three credits, or a full-time student load, we kind of help work through the process of what that means for you. How many hours do you have to be able to study and be a productive student in the course of the week? And so we're very fortunate that this facility serves all kinds of students, all kinds of different needs, from the part-time to the evening to the full-time student, and our student population just continues to grow. And let us know what you need, and we try to do that for you. But come in anytime, and we'll get you going for the fall semester, which starts August 18th.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, August 18th. That's about the same time that the schools in the area are starting, so you kind of think in the same way. What about, at one time you had some online classes? You still have online classes?
Online is always popular, and for students, that is a great option for them. The other options that we're doing is rather unique, is we're using video conferencing classes. So classes which may never have had enough enrollment right here in our center, we're teaming together with the other iWestern centers and the Council Bluffs campus to be able to offer those unique classes. And that allows the students to reach closer to the completion of their program of study without traveling. And we found that to be a really critical issue for some students, because that extra cost and expense and time of travel may become prohibitive for the student to be able to continue. And we know more education, reaching degrees, helps that quality of life as well as their earning power. So those are our goals in meeting those needs for our community.
Always keeping up with what the changes need to be made to meet needs of folks. If people have questions, they want to come see you, well, I think they can find you pretty easily because you're right on the highway. What about a phone number, website?
You bet. They can call us anytime. Melissa and I are here Monday through Friday all summer long, 8 to 4:30, and our number is 243-5527. We try to take walk-ins whenever possible, but if you'd like to schedule an appointment, we're happy to do that too.
Website?
IWCC.edu.
Pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Ann Pross, who is director for the Atlantic campus of Iowa Western Community College. And did you know that life is a baseball game? Do you want to advance to the plate and take a swing or sit in the dugout and watch?